A temporary suspension of gasoline taxes is what many politicians are talking about. State senators in New York this week voted to suspend the state's gas tax for the summer. Lawmakers in Florida and Missouri are thinking about it. Suspending gas taxes has also become a contentious issue in the presidential race, though Democrat Barack Obama is the only one who says it's not a good idea. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Barack Obama has accused Hillary Clinton and John McCain of pandering by suggesting a suspension of the federal gas tax this summer. Obama voted for a similar break in the state gas tax as an Illinois state senator 8 years ago. He was asked to explain that earlier vote last weekend by NBC's Tim Russert on Meet the Press.
You voted for it,
too. I did, exactly.
And when gas is only $2 a gallon?
And that's my point. I voted for it, and then 6 months later, we took a look, and consumers had not benefited at all. But we had lost revenue.
Obama now says it was a mistake for Illinois to suspend its gasoline sales tax for 6 months, beginning in the summer of 2000. The legislature had been hoping to provide some relief for consumers as gas prices hit what were then record highs of nearly $2 a gallon. Republican State Senator Frank Watson, who proposed the idea, also wanted to help gas stations in his district that were losing business to neighboring states where gas wasn't subject to a sales tax.
Those of us who represent the border areas understood was it was a competitive disadvantage for us in Illinois. And we were having people tell us, well, when I go to work, I just fill up when I'm over in St. Louis. I don't fill up in Illinois.
Once the sales tax was lifted, many Illinois drivers stopped crossing the border to buy gas. And Executive Vice President Bill Fleishley of the Petroleum Marketers Association says as pump prices fell, consumers wound up spending more money inside at gas station convenience stores.
So the consumer benefited because we sold more inside and we had increased sales of gasoline outside.
Gas station and convenience store owners lobbied to make the tax holiday permanent, but they were unsuccessful. Then Governor George Ryan said Illinois couldn't afford to give up more than $300 million in annual gas tax revenue, and State Senator Obama agreed. Even though gas prices did fall when the tax was lifted, it's not clear the policy really helped consumers. Executive Director Ralph Martieri of the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability says wholesale gas prices were falling even faster, and gasoline marketers simply kept the difference.
These companies basically took what would have been paid as gas tax and pocketed it as profit. And that's one of the inefficiencies you get when you rely on the private sector to pass along the tax break. I mean, they have a profit motive and they're going to use that motive.
That finding was echoed by the National Bureau of Economic Research, which found that 5% tax cuts in Illinois and Indiana resulted in only a 3% drop in retail gas prices. One other lesson from the Illinois experiment is that as prices fell that summer and fall, drivers bought more gasoline. Obama said on Meet the Press, the U.S. needs to do just the opposite if it wants to lower gas prices in the long run.
If Senator Clinton or John McCain had stood up in previous years for increases in fuel efficiency standards, in getting serious about an energy policy that is freeing ourselves from dependence on foreign oil, then we would not be in the same situation in the first place.
The U.S. Senate has been discussing energy policy, but proposals for a suspension of the federal gas tax don't appear to be gaining traction anywhere other than the campaign trail. Scott Horsley, NPR News.